Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
All right. God damn it. I'm here, you here, it's time. Let's make sure my headphones are fucking up. Dave, I'm still cool, right?
Loud and clear.
All right, cool. My headphones be fucking up, man. I'm really going to buy me some more, man, but really just bought these motherfuckers. But you know, this is the Ask Rosebud, my Sunday version, where I ain't going to never be talking no bullshit. I got hell shit to say about all kind of shit. I'm going to be saying it. You know I will. I ain't biting my tongue for none of y'all. You can contact me at AskRosebud@gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. And you can always check my sites out. AskRosebud.com and DownAndDirty101.com. Now, don't sleep on them goddamn MP3 files I got. I'm telling you. They on CD, baby. They on my audiobook, Rosebud American Pimp. Don't sleep on them ebooks. I got 10 of them, Rosebud American Pimp 1 and 2, Invention Man 1 and 2, Thaddeus Scott Doe. I mean, I got a lot of shit. Look out for me and buy some of it if you like to read. The hard copy and the Kindle versions of all that shit is Amazon and all that. Fuck it, let's go with this. 657-383-0809. That's the number I definitely want to hear from. Now, everything I do, you guys, is really about what we getting ready to talk about. We getting ready to talk about being a motherfucking man. All the time. That's Rosebud Show. You know, it's for dudes who want to become real men. That's don't want to be just grown males. Most of you motherfuckers 21 and older. Some of you even older than that, really. But when you look in the mirror, do you see what the fuck you want to see? Sometimes I don't see what I want to see. I can only say the real reason that my shit is deep is because I don't joke around. I don't be making up stories to try to sell you shit. I ain't trying to do nothing but make sure me and you be on the same page when it comes to being a man. I got SWU. I got my confidence course. You've been knowing that for I don't know how long. So I ain't going to stop talking about that shit. But you sure know that that ain't what it is right now, brothers, because you can talk to me about what you want to. And don't get the impression that I don't want to talk to you. Cause you ain't interested in pimping. I want to talk to all dudes, but I got to show niggas want to, you know, talk about the pimp shit. You know, I have changed. I don't need to prove my shit is dope. After all these goddamn years, and you ain't heard no bullshit about me. You know, everybody that attacked me, which I'm being attacked now by Jimmy Starr, and telling people that I'm a snitch, and this, that, and the other. And I already had goddamn real niggas come to my defense and spit at the niggas lying, but that's not important. What's important, and I want you to understand that I understand this. What's important is when you're doing something serious, something real, motherfuckers want to throw darts at your goddamn ass. They want you, they just want to try to do anything to get in your shit. So I try to stay out of the shit until it go too much. And then I'm going to say something. Well, I already said something, but I see that same bullshit with Sinner. So I'm trying my best to not even get back into that bullshit. You know, I got everything going for me right now that raises me above the fray. So let's just kick this game around, because I be wanting to talk about what it takes for real men to live in the times that we are living in now. And I use a lot of analogies when I talk. And when I use these analogies, I try to find one that, you know, fits the subject. Seems like I always refer to sports or the lion. Because sports, I guess, is America's favorite pastime, and the lion, because he's the king of beasts. But if you were a kid and you wanted to be a baseball player, you knew you would have to wear that cap. You knew that you would have to wear that uniform. And you knew that you would have to do what the other baseball players did. You couldn't go out there and have your own uniform. You couldn't go out there and make up your own rules. You couldn't do nothing but what the rules were. Now, you could do it your way, of course, however you been able to do your thing. But what I'm saying is, it's an organized situation. So when you enter an organized situation, I mean, you'd be silly to go against the grain. So that kid that wanted to learn how to play baseball, no matter what level that kid got to play on, he had to accept what the real players did and what the real players wore. Now, you see, he may learn some things that the professional didn't know, but you're willing to do it because you want to play. I'm saying everything that you're willing to do is because you're thinking of this organization as something that is for real, and you want to support it. See, I'm trying to establish that when someone wants to do something that has already been established, that person should not try to reinvent the wheel. Because when young men they're becoming men, there are certain things that you have to adjust and adapt to. That's just all it is to it. It's already been established. But you guys have an excuse, a legitimate excuse. Because for the past 50 years, women, shaky dudes, everybody been whittling at your foundation. And everybody is kind of, you know, going haywire right now. Because no one knows how to be a man. It was at one time a way to be a man. All you had to do was to establish things and you would be a man. But today, those established things have been taken away. So all you do now is grow up and age. You get 10, then you get 12, then you get 16. The next thing you know, you're 21. You grow. You know, I know many of you won't agree with what I say a lot of times because, of course, your mom was great. But no matter what you think, there's certain things you got to do in order to be a man. And unless you was raised by a woman, and you don't do these things as far as, let me say it this way. If you're raised by a man, not by a man, but with a man in your life, there's things that you're going to grow up doing that you wouldn't do if you was raised by your mother. You just are going to do it because Pops, he's not going to insist on it, but he's going to steer you toward it. Just like moms, she ain't going to insist on it, but she's going to steer you away from it. Moms ain't trying to hurt you. She just don't want you to be like dad, you know, hard on women. So she wants you to grow up understanding a woman's plight. Moms don't mean no harm, but she gonna make you go buy her Kleenexes and everything. And next thing you know, you doing shit women do. And you don't think nothing of it. See, dudes, raised by dudes, they don't do that shit. Unless it's just absolutely motherfucking can't be done no other way. And he goes screaming all the way doing that. And when it's like that, it's because he ain't got no sisters, you know, and he the only dude. So her leg broke, she can't go. Okay, I gotta go. Something like that, I might, you know, give in. But see, mom separated from pops for whatever reason. And most of y'all believe that she's qualified to show you the ropes of being a man as well as your dad could. Now, personally, I don't know why they separated. But does that mean you're not supposed to get the best opportunity to become a man or the man you were born to be? I don't think so. I don't think it means that. Nobody is really trying to have that. But how many times are we going to bump our head up against the wall before we realize that shit hurt? You all should welcome anything man. But you don't. You know, you kind of welcome it. But you really don't embrace it. To me, in my opinion, you all should want to learn anything you can about being a real man. To me, you don't need your mother's or a woman's approval to be a man. And you don't need their approval to seek the true information about manhood. Now, every time I kick it, I be kicking it for a reason. Some shit be didn't happen. Some emails be didn't came to me, you know, and I be responding to that shit as I kick it with you. But what I'm saying is I learned what was cool to do as a man, and I learned what was not cool to do as a man. And I learned that from men. Most of you only heard about being a man because your mother could only tell you about what she did not get from your dad. She could not tell you how to be a man. And I'm not saying your mama ain't shit. I'm just saying it's the truth. She just can't do it. It's the same for me when I raise my daughter, as sharp as I think I am. Ain't no way in the world I can tell her how to be a woman. Tell her how to put on a Kotex. I couldn't tell her, man. See, what I'm saying is I wasn't stupid like that. Over time, you're going to make a few mistakes. You're going to hit a few home runs. And if you do this, you're going to get a lot of information on your own. Now, I wrote a book, Single Mothers Ease Your Son, and it talks in detail about what I'm talking about, but I'm not really trying to get into that. If you would admit the truth to your goddamn self, you would see that none of you have any more than friends as women. But you really want relationships with them. I accepted what you motherfuckers won't accept. or you're having a tremendously difficult time accepting it. And that's what I had to change my way of seeing things. Hell yeah, I had to change my way of seeing things. Fear was at the basis of why I didn't leap in it, into it like I normally do. The shit, I jumped in. I didn't leap. But I jumped in. And fear is the culprit in what's going on with y'all in every single one of y'all cases. The unknown is someplace most people do not want to go. And it doesn't surprise me that you don't see that you shooting yourself in the foot anytime you with a motherfucking woman and feel something, but you don't speak on it. I'm just saying. I mean, pops don't have all the answers, but pops would have told you, you know, this or that about women. Even if it would have been just one little something. The thing is, you would have been on the trail of being a man, because this one little something would have stemmed from whatever's going on right there, but you would have been getting a lot of little somethings as you came up in your life from your pop. From when you was 2 years old, shit you don't really consciously remember, but he didn't drill it in your head about being a man when you grow up. He made sure you didn't play with no goddamn dolls. He didn't tell you wearing a dress was cool. See, mothers allow that kind of stuff. Mothers allow the boys to play with the girls and the boys to use the bathroom while his sister is in there, or vice versa. Mothers don't see nothing wrong with that. See, you didn't learn it, but deal with me. You're going to learn to say what's on your mind. And you're going to be ready to go deeper into the crux of what you mean when you question on it. Dealing with me, you're going to understand the number one reason you have difficulty in getting women is you have compromised your goddamn integrity in their eyes and you ain't trying to straighten it out. Wait a minute. I take that back. You haven't compromised your integrity, but the integrity of men has been compromised. And it's you're obligated to fucking straighten it out every time you talk to a fucking bitch. And if you don't do it, that's on you. Even if you newly acquainted with this motherfucking broad, unless you say and do some things that expresses to her who you are, she gonna guess. And she so ain't gonna guess you Superman. Since she has to guess, she gonna guess you weak. Because she know a bad motherfucker is gonna tell her what time it is. But no, you don't wanna be forward. No, you don't wanna be hard. You want to put yourself in her shoes, man. Part of what makes a woman receptive to you is that she can see how much you put into respecting yourself. If she can't see that selfishness, that conceit in the right dose, in the right combination, you ain't gonna have her respect if you using your wits instead of material things to catch a woman. You're gonna have a 200% better chance of taking that motherfucker home. See, all women, I don't care who she is, a hoe, none, well, not a nun, to take that back. But all women, the waitress, they appreciate how a man keeps his manhood in check while he at it. You got to let her see that you checking yourself, making sure that you're doing everything proper. Man, she can tell when this shit is real. I ain't even got a mirror, and the bitch can tell I'm looking at myself when I talk to her. it's just some sort of gleam that I have over my face. You know, I be having so-called men email me, you know, with questions about they don't have the right tools. You know, I don't just got out of jail, whatever. Don't have no money. Just got out of bad relationship. And they talking about they don't have no tools. And how can I still catch a wife? The reason people that ask that type of question is in that type of question, I mean situation, is because they allowed material things to catch the bitch. And when, let's say, something happened and that material shit got taken away and it was left up to him, the same motherfucker, he couldn't do it. Because he was used to that material shit talking for him. See, when they ask questions like that, I don't really give them an answer. Because the entire question is whack. The only tool a real man needs is the knowledge that each one of us should have of ourselves. Once you fully get aware of who the fuck you are and what you want, you're going to have a more powerful presence when you speaking with a woman. Come on, man. I say their name with disdain almost because of the way you didn't pull them up. I don't have disdain for women, so don't get me wrong. I just, when I'm speaking, I find myself saying the name or the word with disdain. Because when I'm speaking about how they have all you guys walking around with one nut. Excuse me. Now, here's a question you need to ask yourself. Are you trying to go with the design of what it takes to have a woman? Or are you winging it every time you approach one? Or are you standing on the sidelines? That's like the triple-decker question. And that answer, if you're honest, can truly help you. That answer can seriously help, those answers can seriously help you. But only if you be honest. And check this out. I got another question. Do you know, let's say you said, I'm going with the design. Do you know what the design is for? Wow, I'm asking questions. Nobody's pressing one. Anybody on here from SW, don't press one. But anybody that's not from SW, I would love for you to press one. See, the design of being a man and the benefit of it is being in control of where you want to go in your life. And how to include a woman in that life. See, this is some serious shit I'm trying to tell you. But no, this ain't no fly shit. He ain't talking no fly. Okay, man, I ain't got to talk fly shit all the time. Because every goddamn shit, everything I say is fly. Because it's the truth. Many of you motherfuckers simply read about being a man. But a lot of the information you only read, that's all you did was read it. You didn't take none of it in. I got that male confidence course that's untouchable in that regard. But it's only that way if you're true with yourself. You got to be honest. If you can't break yourself down in the privacy of your home, then you ain't shit. If you got a faith on when you deal with me, and you in the privacy of your own home, and you didn't pay me some money, but you still got it made? Jesus Christ. See, that's my dilemma. Those are the guys in SWU. But I'm making progress. Slowly but surely I am. 834, I see you come up there, man. I'm not scared either, man. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud? How you doing today?
I'm doing good, brother. How about you?
I can't complain, man. Hey, I'm listening to you and what you're saying. And I see myself doing that every day, what you're talking about, just, you know, standing on you, on what you believe in and being a man. I've been married for 10 years, and every day, you know, my wife even challenged me in different things and different things she talked about and the things she wants. And just standing on what I believe in and my principles about being a married man, you know, it just... It's practice, too. I mean, I know you've been married, right?
Heck yeah. Been married 15 years to this woman. Let me tell you something, man. It takes hell of integrity to be sharp, to know you can go out and stick your dick in anybody you want to, and don't do it. It makes you feel better as a man because you know you got things coming to you that you expect. And you expect it because of what you represent and what you do every day. You know, I congratulate you, bro. Anybody that's married, that's really want to be married, can take the principles of my course and apply it to their life with their wife, and they'll have a better marriage. I know this because I've had men tell me. You got anything else, bro?
No, man, just keep kicking what you're kicking, man, and I really enjoy your show.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
All right.
See, most people are not afraid to hear the truth. They love to hear my show because sometimes I be talking about shit that doesn't really apply to them. But they like listening to it because they know the truth in it. Big Sean, what's up, man?
What's happening? I just wanted to drop something for that brother that just came off the phone just now.
Go ahead.
So I'm gonna put it like this. You got to look at the flip side of what you just said, too. Now, if you got a female that's doing everything that you want her to do the way that you want to do it, she's concerned about you, she loves you, she want to make sure she got the best, you know, all of that good stuff. Then you got to respect that and invest in that, as opposed to somebody who's walking by looking cute, and your lust makes you just want to throw it all away. It makes you want to just, you know, lower yourself just because of your lust. And then after you get rid of that little lust, you see that they worthless. It's like playing yourself. So a lot of them
are worthless. Hey, it all goes with putting the proper value on yourself.
Correct.
If you put the proper value on yourself, you will not go around cheating on your woman. You will not go around lying. You will not do none of that shit because you got too much value. You don't believe in that kind of shit, Sean. That's some good shit, man. That's for sure.
Yes, sir.
But
yes, sir.
I told you, man, right. God damn it, I didn't want nobody from SW Press 1 because y'all be coming up with some real shit. Now, y'all know the number is 657-383-0809. I really would like to talk to a lot of you. But let me keep on with what I'm saying, 734. That's two more. Let's see. 817, what's up?
Hey, I look at it like this here. As a man, you got to be able to say things that's incontestable and stand up on them like a giant. That's how I look at it.
That's true, but see, let me tell you something. In a sense, what you're saying is true, but in another sense, it's not. Can you tell me the both of those?
Okay, if a man says something, it can't be something that can be questioned to where it looks like he's backpedaling and he's stumbling on what he says.
Well, see, wait. Let me. You even in your explanation, you're saying it wrong. I know what you're saying, but you're saying it wrong because you have to understand the words you use. You said unquestionable. Otherwise,
incontestable.
Whatever this,
incontestable.
Even in, incontestable, whichever way you look at it. What I'm saying is that the only way that can be is if this man is right. Now, you can say you don't let a woman, you know, or women contest what you say. In that regard, is incontestable. But unless what you say is right, that's the only way it's not, it's incontestable. But I do understand what you were saying, bro. So I'm not saying you were wrong. I just pick at things, man. And I like the right words to come out. So what you mean is totally understood. So don't nobody have to ask you no questions. And it, to me, if you say exactly what you mean the first time, everybody's conversation after that would be whatever they thought about what you said, because what you said would be totally clear. That's why I speak in small words, man. I don't try to use that education and use big old words, man. But anyway, I feel you, man, on that. Is that all you had?
That's it, brother. I appreciate you, bud.
Man, I appreciate you too, man. 734, what's happening with you?
What's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing. What's happening?
So I just wanted your opinion on this, man. I met this chick the other day. We linked up yesterday, and the whole time before we link up, I'm telling myself, like, look, if the bitch don't show you something that you want to see, that she's worthy of it, you ain't fucking her. You're not finna fuck this bitch tonight. Anyway, I tested the bitch. We went out. I told her, like, shit, my money funny. You know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, see what she gonna do. So the bitch paid for all the drinks. She paid for my food, everything. I didn't have to come out of my pocket for a dime. So I felt like, well, okay, that was a nice little test, and she showed me that she was down. You know what I'm saying? So we get back to the crib. I put this dick on her or whatever. She spend the night, wake up in the morning, and she like, well, shit, I got tickets to the baseball game today. Do you want to go? I'm like, fuck it, I ain't doing nothing else. Shit, we can go. Long story short, shit, get time to go to the baseball game. Bitch, no call, no show on me. Ain't answered the phone or nothing. So I'm trying to figure out, shit, do you feel like I did something wrong? Did I go left somewhere? Or is the bitch just a faulty bitch?
I don't understand you guys, man. I don't even understand why you care. If the bitch didn't show or if the bitch don't answer, you already got what the fuck you wanted to get. I mean, damn, fuck that bitch. I'm saying shit.
For sure.
Why would you care? You wasting your time caring about that bitch. She going to call you when she get ready. And then you going to know what to tell her. Just tell them, bring your ass on over here. I don't want to leave no promises. Your word ain't shit. If that's all you want to do is fuck her, fuck her. Go home, baby. Shit. Why play games? Why go through all that? Go on, man. That's why I have one woman now because I'm married. But when I wasn't married, I wasn't about to have no one woman. Shit. So fuck, I look like one woman and I ain't married. You got to have principles. And my principle is, bitch act funny with me, bye. I'm not tripping, because I ain't going to adjust how I act about some goddamn pussy, because I got plenty of pussy that I can get. I make sure of that. I ain't tripping. I already, most of the time, when I wasn't married and I'm going to go somewhere, the bitch, before I left, I'd be called another bitch just in case. Shit. Just in case that the bitch say something and I want to get up and leave. I don't be playing. This is my move. You don't have to do it. This is just how I do shit.
No, I dig it. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, like, I'm really not tripping. I don't give a fuck. I got what I wanted.
But, bro, you are tripping because you asked about it. You wouldn't
I just wanted to see if you
it.
Felt like I,
no,
if you felt
no,
like I,
man,
if I fucked
no,
up somewhere.
No. What if I said, man, you fucked up? You would have been able to go do it over?
No, I just would have just knew next time. You know,
man,
what's the only thing you do.
The only thing you did that's fucked up is care too much about what a motherfucking bitch is doing. Because you're supposed to be caring about what you do. Period.
For sure.
If the bitch want to take you to the doggone game. And she said it, and you call her, and she don't answer. This must have had something to do. That's all I think. I'll call her one more time, some moments later or whatever. bitch ain't there, I'm going to do something
bitch
else.
Don't ask
and when she called me about whatever, you know, maybe 30 minutes later, I don't want to go now. I'm doing something else. You know, she, well, why
right.
She got to talk me into going in. You know, then, all right, hurry up. But what I'm saying is I ain't really caring. She may legitimately have a reason for not answering the phone, but I doubt if she do. You know,
right.
I just think she was seeing where you was coming from, and your motherfucking ass showed her you was wide around the mouth as Al Jolson, hungry as a timber wolf, and you was going to clean her up. And she lost that. I'm just being real, man. You should have told that bitch, no, baby, you know, you should have played on her offering you that shit. I ain't even saying she was that sharp. But, I mean, if you think the bitch was serious, she could have been. But I don't believe nothing they be doing. You know, all that old bullshit.
I mean, she pulled the tickets out. She pulled the tickets out of her purse. You know
what
I'm saying?
She took somebody else, man. Come on, man. What's wrong with
probably
you?
So.
She yeah. Man, come on. What's up, man? They don't even need to ask that kind of shit, man.
For sure.
Put you back
I was
in,
already
man.
Thinking
cool.
That shit.
This cool, man. 786, what's up?
Hey, bro, you a funny motherfucker, man. Hey, let me ask you something, man, because I heard you say you were playing the field, you know what I mean? You don't have one bitch when you married. You know, when you were playing the field, you ain't never had no girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? You ain't never do, like, the girlfriend shit. You just had bitches.
You talking about before I was married? Man, I ain't having no goddamn girlfriend. Hell no. No, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, bitches who come over want to give niggas some pussy, whatever. They want to spend the night? No. You want to cook? No. You want to tell me something about my daughter? No. I ain't need none of that. I got all that to tell myself. So, you know, the only time this shit changed was when I wanted to get married. And you know, you got to, at that point, you got to make your mind up to give all this shit up. Hey, man, turn your shit down and get to the phone, man.
Hold on, I got you on the Bluetooth. I got you on the Bluetooth.
Okay, but what I'm
saying
is all that, you know, playing the field, that's dead when you get married. But when you have a girlfriend, you may as well be married. Because you got to be,
might
you know,
as well.
I'm just saying, man, what you going to do, be cheating on her? Shit.
Yeah, that's what most dudes do.
Yeah, but that's because they weak and they insecure.
Yep.
Because I tell them bros in the mid, hell no, you can't be, we ain't looking up like that because I need too many women. And don't fuck with me if you want me to be lonely. I'm alone. I'm not lonely. Hey, you tell them shit
but you know what it is, though? It really falls on fear, though, man. A lot of times, guys, you know what I'm saying, they play that boyfriend role because they're scared to lose a bitch. They think the bitch won't fuck with them no more, so they play that little the boyfriend role.
Hey, the whole thing that I've been talking about this whole show is y'all are in one way or another scared to death. Scared to be who you know you can be because of whatever the fear is. She ain't gonna this. This ain't gonna happen. So fucking what? That's why I'm brave, because I'm willing to say that. She ain't going to do it. So what? It ain't going to happen. So fucking what?
It's my way or the highway.
Hey, period. And I don't just say that. But I do know I'm a very, not courteous, but I think considerate. I'm a very considerate person. So I include when I do my selfish thinking, let's say I think selfishly today and this, that, and the other jumping off. I had already thought about my wife, my daughter, my dogs, what life I'm going to leave on, whatever the fuck. I had thought of everything. And then now it's time to go. I'm checking everything and I leave. And I ain't leaving my woman. I'm not thinking nothing that I need to, I mean, you know, something. I might need to go here without her, but I'm saying I don't be thinking of shit to do without her. What the fuck kind of shit is that? Everything I think to do is gonna be with her. Because she didn't prove herself to me already, man. That motherfucking man reached me 10 racks, 15 racks, I mean, a lot of shit when I needed that shit. So, man,
yeah.
I told her a long time ago, man, you know, you ain't never sold no pussy for me, but you surely showed me you, you know, get out for my motherfucking ass. So if I win, you win. And then when we got married, that deal was sealed. So shit, I ain't no, what do you call it, speak with a forked tongue. I don't do that shit, man. I'm for real. I'm serious. I'm all the way. I don't care what nobody thinks about me being with some bitch that didn't pay me. Because you don't know what this bitch did for me. And I ain't listening to nobody trying to judge me with their whatever conditions. You know, I'm totally cool with admitting everything about me. And whoever don't like it, then that's your opinion and you're entitled to it. But you certainly ain't going to make me adjust where I'm coming from. Nothing going to make me adjust.
Yeah, like you say. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Just like you say, man, you know, even though, you know, a square chick don't make the same sacrifices like a hoe would break herself, but they can still make sacrifices. You know, they can still reach it to you.
Listen, see, man, listen to me, brother. That's where you're full of shit. A sacrifice is a sacrifice. Let me ask you something. If a bitch got $100,000 and she say, I'm willing to give you $50. I mean, $500. She got $100. She willing to give you $50,000. And then this other bitch got $2,000. And immediately she want to give you the $2,000. Don't you think that bitch with the $2,000 is the better bitch?
Yeah. Yeah. Because she's giving it all to you.
Right now. Period. This other broad is buying you.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
You know, $50,000 is a good price tag if you want to do it once or twice. I'm not saying don't do that, but I'm saying you got to know what you're doing if you do that. Because if you really let her do that, she's going to pay for everything that you bought. Bought and paid for case
yeah, yeah.
of shit. You avoid toy then.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to understand what you're doing, man. You got to understand how things work. And if you understand how they work, you can play them because you can show, you know, get the two, me. I would break the bitch for the $2,000 and tell her about the play I'm finna make for the 50 rack, and she gonna have to wait. I tell her.
Yeah.
Hey, and I come home with 52 racks. That's shit. Come on. That's the way I'm rolling. Shit. I'm putting you back in, brother. That was good shit off. Hey, a lot of you guys know this. A lot of you guys know that there's something missing in the way you get at women. And most of you think it's fear, and it is. But it's not the fear you think it is. You are afraid of her rejecting you, which is what's consciously on your mind. But your real fear, I'm talking about can't get away from fear, is that you don't know shit about yourself. So you can't talk to the bitch. Even if she responds friendly to your greeting, you don't know shit about yourself. So you can't talk to the bitch. So what you gonna do? Start talking about some bullshit that some other motherfucker was talking to the bitch. And she gonna dish you. Because you don't know how to be different. You don't understand that bitches in the 21st century don't want to hear to come online. They want you to get them interested in them, in you first. And if you got to go through all that introduction bullshit to get them interested in you, that's why you don't ever catch. No, I'm going past the intro because they're going to think they know me by the third or fourth thing I say, because we going to be chuckling. And I might even be to my girl, shit. You know, I might be all the way into that, because I ain't finna go through no whatever society telling her to take me through because of hatchet men are out there and shit. I'm telling you, how can you truly get close to a woman through conversation if you cannot tell her attractive traits that you have? You can't tell her about the attractive traits and about the progressive ideas that you think concerning your future. You'd rather sit up and talk about some hip-hop shit or this show or that show or whatever the fuck is your job, what you do, woo-woo. Man, in my opinion, your manhood is a complete way of life that you choose to live. Not any one of the actions involved. It's all of them. Otherwise, you can't say you're a man because you make a certain amount of money. Nor can you say you're a man because you have a few women. You can't use any one thing a man does to claim that you're a man. You got to do them all. A real man finds out what is needed for his success and delivers it lock, stock, and barrel. And if it's a work in progress, he stays focused until that progress is completed. That's what a real motherfucker do. That's why all these people that talk about me, talking about pimp this, pimp that, man, they don't even know me. I ain't had a hoe in 20 years. I've been doing what I'm doing now exclusively. I done wrote 20 novels. These motherfuckers be talking about pimping. Man, please. I'm not better than no pimp, but I sure passed that shit up. I'm in a totally another phase of my life. Don't be mad at me because I got game. Shit. I ain't supposed to stop having game because I stopped pimping a bitch. Shit, man, you guys fucking kill me. The course that I have is a tool. It's a tool to take you through all of the important steps to manhood. But it makes it where you can do this in the comfort of your own home. There's no bunch of this, a bunch of that to purchase, although you got to purchase the course. But the course is the only thing you're going to need to change your goddamn life. And if you really want to change it, bring your ass to SWU so I can really grind on you. And you come out of there knowing people that don't graduate thank me for the semester. They be so happy what they learned, they be wanting to come back, which I love. Come on back. I want you to get it all. I don't want you to get some of it. But the fact that they're getting some real progress is what's making them willing to come back. And think about it. They ain't even been there 3 months now yet. They ain't even been there a month yet for this semester. But what I'm saying is 3 months, that's all. And I already said within the first part of the goddamn course, if you want a quick fix, this ain't it. You have to put some work in to get this done. I already said it. But I thought, since I was going to be teaching it, I could speed everything up. But I learned I can't do that. I can't make people do what I think should be done. I could only tell them what should be done and explain to them how active learning, doing this, is going to help it become part of you. But if they're scared, they're scared. And I got to try to figure out a way. But that's not your problem. That's my problem. See, when men say they don't have a car or they don't have the correct outfit to wear in order to catch, I ask them one question. One question, that's what I ask. I ask them, what do that car or do that outfit say to the women you meet? And they say nothing, because a car or your outfit can't talk. So what makes you think you need a car or an outfit to catch a woman? I don't understand the thinking. Your mind gives you the things to talk about when you think something, and if it's not right, it's not on your behalf. But if you think the correct things, it would be on your behalf. Otherwise, why would you think you need a car? Why would you think you need something that you know you don't have to get whatever it is that you want? That's crazy. That's how you guys think, though. Defeated. You think of ways to lose. You don't think of how to win. You just want to play. And you don't mind losing. I mind losing. None of the things that you think gonna catch a woman will actually catch her. The only thing that's gonna catch her is your ability to show her you. If you can show her you, and she knows who she's fucking with through what you've shown her, you already done caught her, because she ain't gonna take the time to get to know you if you ain't catching her. See, that is the fact that she can see you have really qualities is attractive to her. Your ability to show her you and your ability to show your manly qualities is very attractive to women. And right now, I'm talking about the fundamentals. The fundamentals of being a man. But this is what's the main ingredient that's missing in most of you guys. You don't even have the fundamentals. And you don't care. That's what I don't understand. How could you not care? You know you don't have the fundamentals. You know this and that is missing. Never mind. I'm not. It's okay. The one thing I do want you all to accept is that you cannot be a man and have any cowardness in you. So if you're going to be a man, you're going to have to have cowardness. If you're going to be a man that messes with a lot of women, you have to keep here. And, God damn it. I kind of thought I had overcame that shit because I ain't been he kept him lately. All right. Now, if you're going to be a man who messes with a lot of women, you got to accept that all women will determine who they'll be with based on the confidence shown to them by that man. So if you're talking to this woman and there's any kind of insecurity in you because you got another woman across town, you ain't gonna catch her. That's what dudes do. Dudes that catch a lot of women and have an actual woman at home, they act like they don't have a woman, and they be, you know, without no guilt. You can be quite handsome and fail miserably with women because it's not about looks to women. You can have a lot of money and still fail miserably with women because every woman ain't all about money with you. If you ain't confident enough, you going to let the things that you think make you insecure. Make you insecure about what you do, talking to a woman, trying to get this job. You're going to be insecure just from what you think. And this doubles when you're dealing with a lady you feel like can be a potential mate. If only you have a partial percentage of control of what you think. Actually, you only do have a partial control, and not many of you have that partial control. But you just simply ask them to be insecure about the woman you're dealing with. Unless you have control over what you think you asking for trouble. That's the benefit, the unbenefit of getting my damn course. The first part gets you to identify these problems and shows you how to begin the process of ridding yourself of them. And it does this by making you admit the truth to yourself, that you've been running around, you've been running from it for the last several years. And when you admit these truths, it's just going to open up a passage where new information can enter. And that's where all your progress will begin to build courage. And the second part, it makes you take that courage you didn't develop in the first part and helps you turn it into visible confidence, confidence that will stay with you because of the things you're going to have to do to successfully get through the second part. And the third part is going to show you how to use the confidence without making any special efforts, and all you have to do is simply be you. Now, the last part of 1.0, which is all I'm going to go into, is going to take all you didn't learn and show you how not to allow none of it make you arrogant. Arrogance can mirror confidence if you're not careful. But we all know arrogance is a turn. And if you come off as arrogant, you won't get any action. Now, within the time it takes you to go through all the parts, a new motherfucker, a new you is going to be emerging. And after the second part, 2.0, you're going to see an actual real transformation begin. And just about all the alumni say they felt the change after the first part. But I know that's just the new information being processed. It's not the real change at that point. They just have gotten so much new information, it's changing them. But the change that will come hasn't really manifested yet. And if you don't have 100% control over what you think, you're not going to have 100% of the confidence you need to have the women you're dealing with. Now, the confidence comes when you get out there and never compromise your position to have action at a woman. If you compromise who you are, it makes you think of problems. And if you think like that, you won't have women because of the perceived problems. You won't even want to have women because you think there's too much problems. And not willing to accept the problems that comes with having women because problems come. I mean, of course, you want a drama-free life, but different, problems will occur. And you just have to deal with them without changing your position as far as on your manhood. Most of you guys worry too much about what the woman is doing, when she's gone, and you don't spend any time thinking about what a real man should be doing. There's things you should be doing. When that woman's gone, there's things you should be doing. When you meet a new woman and you get to be with her, do you instruct her on how to be with you? I'm just saying, man, you guys don't know none of this stuff. You want to know why it's important? It's important because you want her to separate you from any of the goddamn problems she had in the past with her men. And even if this doesn't actually separate you, telling her how to deal with you is romantic to her. You don't want to tell it to her in an embrace. You want to be telling it to her while you're driving and stuff, going to wherever you're going, telling her how you like to be handled or whatever. Instructing her on how to be with you makes her see you as an individual instead of as she sees men. See, I'm giving you guys all this game. No charge. Free. Motherfuckers want to tell me that I be trying to pimp on y'all. It's all right. Don't even get mad because y'all know I ain't doing that. I'm telling you, men got to be confident that they want to attract a motherfucking mate to be with for an eternity. You have to develop and stand on your damn beliefs as a man. If you don't have your confidence and proper perspective, then you're going to always be worried about what the fuck she doing. That's why I make my course available to those who choose to use it. I ain't trying to force the shit on nobody. You ain't got to have a course to listen to my goddamn shows. I mean, none of that bullshit. Motherfucker don't know my shit. Motherfucker don't want to learn that. That's what I think. So what the fuck I got to worry about? I be talking for a long time, giving up this game. What you guys should understand is you want to be a man when you add a woman, because you're going to learn that she's going to always respond to you simply because she's a woman. Before you experience emotions as a man towards women, you should already have things in place, because these things are what you're going to rely on. You got to be there to talk to her about this and that. You can't be in pussy and then find yourself in love. The first thing should be in place is that you're on the road to becoming the man you want to be. And this is like a strengthening agent. It's like a hardener. What goes with knowing you the man, you are a man, that is, to make it strength, is doing everything 100. 100% being responsible. 100% being the mate you expecting her to be. 100% of staying true to the manhood. 100% of not being involved, moved by the weak bullshit women do. If you do this, and even more to 100, you're going to never look for another one. She's going to be looking for you. That's what women do. Women come out looking for the motherfucker that can catch her. And then all y'all come up with the same shit she heard last night. She's just going to get a soda and go home. If you do any of this shit less than 100, it's going to allow a woman you meet to put her finger in your mouth and beat your ass around, because she's going to give you some pussy. And you're going to be all fucked up. The only thing that's on your side is that you are a thinking man. And this only, this is really having faith in what you believe. But there should be much more than what you believe to you. Although your belief or your beliefs is your basis. And this is only confidence. And it's just a part of being a man. But it's the most significant part, because just about everything you do stems from that core belief and confidence. Getting at a woman, having conversation, knowing the right thing to say. It's everything stems from that core belief in your confidence. The strength that you using it tempers the effect of having emotions concerning women. Because, your emotions, you can't deny them. But if you stay strong to what you believe, it's going to temper, they're not going to hit you so hard. And you'll be able to control them because you have this core belief. And if you're a real man, you're going to have a woman that you don't worry about, because not only are you being respected, you respected yourself, which is the fucking biggest deal. That's the most important thing about it. Now, shit, I had 98 bullet points, and I didn't hit them. And it looks like I'm a little early. And for me, that's cool. But I will give you a chance to ask questions if you have it. If not, I'm going to get out of here. Sunday, maybe me and my woman don't go somewhere. What up, 718?
Yeah, but I got a question. How much does having a job go along with who you are as a man?
Are you asking me, do the job you have define you? Because if you don't have a man, you don't have a job, you're gonna be a poor man. I don't mean poor. I don't mean poor in money. I mean a poor representative of a man, because you can't do very much if you don't have a job. What you ask that question for?
Because I've experienced in a lot of these jobs are low paid, and you know they really compromise the integrity of a man.
Well, that's when a man equates himself with the job. Because what I'm saying is, of course, you don't want no low-paying job, but then you could always have that low-paying job so you get a better job. Or you can have two low-paying jobs. I mean, you know, it's up to you how you want to roll with it, bro. But I wouldn't let a job define me, man, and I wouldn't let because I don't make no money, enough money, make me not feel, you know, valuable. What you got to do is watch where you go and don't put yourself in positions that you can't afford.
Right.
All right, is that it?
One last. Now, in today's society, you know, this millennial era or whatever, I've experienced that women, like these young new women, they're not really hit or they don't really respect a man when he stands on his man principles.
No. Hold on. That's not true. They don't respect the guys today that put on that front. You don't know how many of these women. Hey, Kurt, mute yourself. You got a lot going on, man. I don't want to hear all the distractions. Matter of fact, I'll just pick you off. I can answer your question without you being off. What you guys don't understand, 651, I'm gonna get you in a minute. You guys don't understand how often these women are approached and bust dudes out lying about themselves, about what they want. And when you say anything to a woman, if you have any sound of a come on in your voice, they gonna diss you, because that's their defense. They ain't trying to hear it. All you motherfuckers be lying, all y'all be faking, all y'all be talking about what you got going on, and all your jewelry faking, all that stuff, and the bros know it. So why should she be real? I mean, come on, man. Most of you guys live with your mama. You ain't got nothing to offer. So, I mean, they think this. They didn't be that way when we was that way, because when they say, girl, let me take you, they at least knew we had an apartment before they decided to say yes or no. They knew we had a car. We didn't have to have a job, but at least they knew we was on our own. Today, y'all with y'all mamas, and mama take care of everything. 651, what's happening?
Yeah, I think what dude was saying, if you don't have a job, you don't got this, you don't got that. Like you used before in one of your shows, analogy, when the lion, you don't do most of the hunting. The women do the hunting. But the only thing a man is there for is when you got a big-ass problem, you got a situation, that's when a man is a man. Other than that, you ain't got to do nothing but be a man.
Brother, I don't believe that, what you just said. Unless you got some kind of explanation that's going to clarify to you, man.
I'm saying a man is born a man, right?
I understand what you're saying, brother. And no, a man is not born a man. A man is born male.
A male, yeah. But I'm saying the man's job is to come in to work situations when a female have a problem, he have to come in and solve it.
I get that. I get that, what you're saying. being a problem solver. Instead, you know, you come with solutions instead of accepting problems. I do understand that. But that's not all a man does. A man does all of the other things that we've been talking about on this show. Clothes, money, none of that shit makes you a man. A man's responsibility, a man's children, family, home, upkeep, a man's word, all of this is his responsibility. And all of this is what makes him a man. Is what makes a man a man. You know, you can't choose. Yeah, but you chose something. You just chose problem solving. That's not what makes a man a man. That's what you said, bro.
It's not a man. It's not nothing materialistic that makes you a man. It's your integrity. If you say I'm gonna be on 33rd tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
We all know what integrity is, bro. We all know what integrity is, and I agree with that. I agree with that. I just didn't agree with what you said at first, which was being a man is all you got to do is solve problems. That's not true to me. But that was you know, a good point you made, bro. Being a solution-oriented person is one of the key factors to being a man. I agree with that. Hey, 347, what's up?
What's going on, Roseboy? Another one of your shows, I remember in the archive, you said you're willing to go through whatever in order to reach a level that represents what you're professing to be, and that's a man. My question is, what are some of the backlashes from society or how men are today that one is to expect when trying to be an alpha man or a man sticking to old school principles?
Well, first and foremost, you got to get all that alpha man bullshit out your head. Because what you're doing, you're going to be an alpha man. So you're not striving to actually be an alpha man. You're striving to do the things. And when people recognize these things in you and you see the recognition, something's going to take over in you. And your respect for yourself will make you alpha. And your respect for what you know is going to make you alpha. And executing everything that you think when you think it is going to make you alpha. Now, all that wondering shit is going to make you delta. You want to know this. You want to know that. You know, hey, fuck all that, man, because wanting to know it keeps you from trying. And you know that's true. The more you sit up there and talk about, man, I wonder this, someone. You know, you ain't gonna do shit to sit there and wonder. No, when you wonder something, get up and see. Go do it. That's what makes you grow. That's what makes you have confidence. You don't sit up and wallow in your sorrow because you ain't shit. You see you ain't shit, and you stop being not shit, and you start being shit. And you do that by accepting the goddamn truth for what the truth is. No other words to try to soften the blow. No explanation to help you accept it. Get your knees scraped. Get your fingers broke. And goddamn become a man. None of this shit I just said is going to happen. But I'm saying that's the horror of it. Some of the, you know, you might get hurt or whatever. But so fucking what, man? Go do what you're supposed to do, man. All right, 734, what's up with you, bro? 734, you there?
Hello.
Yeah, I got you.
Hello.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. On the topic about the job and the car, the money and all of that, I believe, you know, personally, we know you don't necessarily have to have a job and money and all that to catch a woman. But if you don't have money, if you don't have a job, if you don't have a car and all the necessary things that you need, that's going to limit you. You're not going to be able to get around. You're not going to be able to do what you need to do to take money if you don't got money, which is going to get in your way or, you know, limit you from being able to get at certain bras.
Okay, but what's your point? Because I already said that, man. You're going to be a poor representative of a man if you don't have a job. You know, you don't need one to talk to a woman, but I'm saying, shit, how you gonna, you know, like you say, get around?
And that's gonna play on your mental. I didn't necessarily hear you say that, so I just thought I would interject
I already said, man, it is going to play on your mental, and that's going to be a heavy weight on you because you're going to be trying to do something with nothing. But let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in the penitentiary 10 years, then you get out. Do you have money?
Nope.
Do you have clothes?
You ain't got nothing.
Yes, you do. You got something. You know what you got?
You got a mind and a will to get where you're trying to get.
Goddamn right. That's exactly right. So what I'm saying is if you want to let shit hold you back, you can. But there is no such thing as you need this in order to do that. Because if you need it, go get it. Because everything I need that I don't have, I go get it. I only need it because I don't have it. I don't need it because I thought of it. I need it because whatever I'm thinking of required it, and now once I, you know, think of what it is, I'm going to get it because I want
to
have a complete, yes, I want to have success. I do not care about any of the shit that can keep me from doing it because I know it all exists, and I'm not denying that it can happen. I'm just saying I don't give a fuck about that shit. I don't think about that shit. Although I do worry about this shit all the time. And my woman be saying, why you be worried so much? Because I be worried. That's I do. I be worried about shit. But it don't stress me out worrying about it. It makes me get up and go do something. You know, so that's my
right.
thing, brother. That's some good shit, man. Hey, 786, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, man? Just want to go ahead and tackle what everybody was saying. What I know is about today's women is a lot of guys, man, you know, they let the women define their manhood now. You know, the women say, you know, a real man must have a job. We are a man provider and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And society, I think a man, you could be a man when you go against society. You know what I'm saying? You have your own kind of set
Texas,
of principles.
Let me stop you right there, brother. What's your definition of a man when they go against society?
Well, certain things in society. You know, just like
well,
I think a lot of things get misused, like that provider. You know, yeah, you a man, you must provide, but provide it for every woman you encounter without the female have to show
bro,
she worthy.
Bro, nobody even said that. And I don't know how you can thank my black ass for saying some shit like
oh,
that.
Oh, no, I'm not saying you said. I'm just talking about in general.
People don't, well, I mean, that's probably why they fuck don't want to this woman or that woman if they got kids. I didn't hear people say that. But let me tell you something, man. Women do not define dudes. And today's women don't define dudes. Today's women react to the dudes that they've met. And then they blanketly generalize all dudes is this way. All the girlfriends sit up and talk to each other, met different dudes, but all the dudes the same way. Pants hat sagging down, you know, half of them ain't got a job, half of them want the broad to do this, broad to do that, you know, all kind of shit. Ain't nothing wrong with that if that's what you want to do. But what I'm saying, you got to be worth that. Just because you know, what I'm saying is the job don't make you. I agree with you on that. That's why I mentioned that dude in the pen. He ain't got shit. All he got is himself. And if he believes in
yeah.
the game, he headed to the nearest track. You know,
yeah.
he's been
that's like that story with Shante said.
What's that?
Well, now, when Shante was like, you know what I'm saying, when he got out the pen, you know what I'm saying, he was riding the bus. He caught a bitch at the bus stop, or he had a bitch riding the bus with him.
Check this out. When Shante went to pen a couple of times. When he went to the pen this last time, well, no, one time before this, years ago, I was not green, but about 78, 79. And the nigga went, I think it was 78 because I had that Fleetwood year. Nigga went to the pen, and everybody wanted to get at his bitch. It tastes a bud. You got to look out for my bitch. He called me because his bitch had gotten in contact with him and told him everybody was fucking with her. She couldn't work. So I told that nigga, man, you know, I ain't gonna check your fucking tracks. He said, nigga, I ain't asking you to check my trust. Just don't let nobody bulldog my bitch. I said, nigga, I'll tell you what. As long as that bitch in pocket, she my bitch. I ain't gonna check your trap, though, nigga. But I'm saying, about your money, you're gonna have to handle that shit, nigga. But now, about somebody bulldogging the bitch because you in the pen, nigga, I got you on that. So all the niggas in Hollywood got to talk about Shantae was using me and all this old motherfucking shit and move. And then fucking Joe Cato called this big old fucking meeting. So we all at the motherfucking meeting. You know, there's somebody how, you know, pimps don't do no shit like that, man. You can't stop motherfuckers. I say, listen, man, I ain't new to this shit, but I ain't been in it long as y'all. But I tell you what, that nigga my partner. And you motherfuckers should be glad that a motherfucker could go to the goddamn pen and have a bitch trying to get his money. You know, you motherfuckers are so hungry, you gonna try to bulldog a bitch, and I ain't going for it. Man, let me tell you something. That's when my reputation started growing. I was scared as a motherfucker when I was telling them niggas that shit. You ain't fucking with that nigga's bitch. Period. That's my dog, man. And I'm taking, you touch her, you touch my hoe. Man, them niggas, you know, they gave it up. But I was going to the after hours and all that shit, blowing cocaine, all that kind of got that shit. And I noticed when I would go to the after hours, them big niggas, hey, Rosebud, what's going on, man? Hey, I heard about how you stood up, man. That's some big shit. Shake my hand. Come on, have a drink. Man, niggas start fucking with me. Why? Because I stood up for some real man shit. You know, it's all about representing at the right time. And I didn't even know any of the results was going to happen. But once them big niggas start buying me drinks, my reputation was in the jailhouse. My reputation just grew. People don't even know that. My reputation grew with Tay. But what I'm saying, he was in the pen for like a year and a half or some shit. And I had to motherfucking take care of his bitch. And goddamn it, that bitch, when that nigga got out the pen, there's no bullshit. When that nigga got out the pen, he went and bought cash. I think it was 80. He went in 78 or something like that. He went and bought cash, 80, Fleetwood. Now, he made me look very good. Because if he had came out talking about, man, it's tough, man, the nigga just got out, man, give me a jug, woo, woo, woo. See, then people would have been right. People would have been right. But Tay came out pimping like he had never left. Why? Because he had a partner. He had a real partner. You know, people don't understand that about me and that nigga, man. Me and that nigga went through some shit, personal shit, where we fell out two or three times. But a real friend, if you can't argue and fall out with the motherfucker, he wasn't your friend no way. Shit. You got to be able to fall out with a real friend. You know, you can't see eye to eye all the time. You know, that's just, people expect that kind of bullshit. I don't. I expect respect. And any motherfucker respecting me got action at a lot of goddamn shit I got. Because you don't get respect, genuine respect. You don't get, you know, and people, you have to earn that. And I firmly believe that standing up for Tay, taking the bullshit them niggas was saying about me, because I was doing that, I firmly believe that increased my rep tenfold. Because I'm telling you, before, when we would go to the after hours, me and Tay was cool, so, you know, people would know us like that. But when I was going by myself, once that nigga had went to the joint, and people knew me and spoke to me and all that shit, but I was buying drinks, you know, sitting by the bar, whatever, blowing cane, whatever, blah, 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 talking to whoever. But after that shit with Tay, niggas that was giants, Hollywood Gene, Cricket, all them motherfuckers welcomed me. They just welcomed me to the circle. Man, that was some big shit, man. Giants do that shit. I didn't even know that. Hey, you guys, I love this kind of shit, but it's time to go. You motherfuckers got to understand what I was talking about today, though. What I'm talking about ain't no faking the funk. This shit is real. If you take it as serious as I'm saying it, we gonna all win, and I'll see you at the top. Like Magic Wand say, I'll see y'all at the top. I'm out.